We continue our learning. We are in Ksuvos, Perek Test, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, and the case where a husband exempted his wife from taking a Shavuah, not only regarding himself, but regarding the Yarshim as well. Remember the Mishnayos was speaking about Neder Ushvuah Ein Li Alayich. If a woman is an apotropis, is a guardian, is a custodian over the husband's money, she's managing his affairs in that way. So normally he can make her take a Shavuah, but this is a case where he said that she's exempt. So what happened was, this woman, whose husband said she doesn't have to take a shvuah at all regarding managing his property, she went holcha mikever ba'ala levei savia. Her husband passed away, and now she went straight from the burial to her father's house and was not involved at all in managing the husband's property. Or let's say she didn't go back to her father's house. She went back to her father-in-law's house once, but it was not also didn't take upon herself to manage her husband who passed away to manage his estate. Ein hayorshin mashbin osa. The Yorshim, the heirs, cannot make her take a Shavuah. You'll say, hold on, I know the husband exempted her from a Shavuah, but what about the Yorshim? And the reason they can't make this widow to take a Shavuah, their father, on their father's estate, is because we're afraid, and the Bartanura makes the following point. If they were able to make her take a Shavuah, because she would have to bring witnesses, because of the oath, she'd have to bring witnesses. Oh, well, you know, this is what I sold, this is what I bought, so that I could bury, so she could bury the husband. Yisha Hameis, Yisnavel. In the interim, the body is going to be delayed and it's going to decompose. It's a disgrace to the deceased, and because she would have to bring witnesses to this effect, we would delay the burial. So therefore, we don't impose a shvuah upon her at all. Not only that, we were afraid if there were any transactions during this time before the burial, they were probably done very, very quickly, and the likelihood is she may have made some mistake as the custodian with the money, and making her take a shvuah, we assume she's going to swear falsely. So better that she not swear at all. So that's the case where she went from the kever bala either to Beis Avia, to her father's house, or back to her father-in-law's house, and she was not an apotropis, didn't take over to manage the affairs at this point. The Yorshim cannot make her take a shvuah. Vimnas is apotropis. But let's say, after the burial, she did manage the affairs. Hayorshim ashbin osa al ha'asid lavo. But vein mashbino sal masha'ava. They can impose an oath upon her regarding the future, which means, let's say, after he passes away, so the fact that he was exempted, he waived the right to impose an oath upon his wife, that was the husband. That was her husband. That was the father, but not the Yorshim. So therefore, anything after the burial, they certainly can demand that she, as the administrator, assuming she took over this as the administrator managing the estate, that they can make her take her shvuah. They just can't make her swear about what she had managed in the past during his lifetime. And they can't even say the following. Say, well, you know what? Let's take a Gilgal Shavuah. You know, once we can make you take a Shavuah about what's happened after the burial, we can make you take a Shavuah about what happened before that. No, they also cannot do that either. So again, that's the end of the Mishnah. They can be, if she became an apotropa, they can be mashbiahar on her elsid lavo, but not... And Bartanura says, on what? Shelo ikva b'yadeh ha'kulim. She didn't hold anything in her hand from the estate. Min ha'esek shenasis apitropa alav la'acha kavuas ba'ala. After all, they do belong to the Yisomim. So, and the Yisomim, the orphans never exempted her. Therefore, they can be mashbiah that, but in mashbiah also al-masha'avar, but not on the past. Perek tes mishnah zayin ha'pogemes ksubasa. Pogemes, from the word pogam, is defect, but here it means you have a woman who impairs the ksuva. She impairs the ksuva. We're talking about a case where a woman admits that she received partial payment of her ksuva. That's what a pogemes ksuvasa means. So now we're afraid this is almost like a modeh b'mitzas, that she's admitting I owe that that part of this was part of this. You don't owe me, but the other part of the ksuva you still owe me. So a woman who already admits that she received part of the ksuva lo tipara ela b'shvur, she can only collect the balance of the shvua the balance of the ksuva with taking a shvua, with taking an oath. That's a general, because a person who receives payment of a debt, we assume that they don't always pay attention to how much was already paid, and therefore the chachamim, it's almost the opposite of modeh b'mitzas. She's the one who's admitting that I received partial payment, almost like the malva saying, you the lover, you pay me partial. But she's admitting that part was paid. So therefore the Chachamim said, you know, since people who are paid a debt don't pay attention exactly to how much is being paid to them, we assume that maybe the husband may know the truth and she does not. Therefore, to get the balance of the ksuva, she has to take a shvu. The Gemara in Shvuah Sandaf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph says that the halacha is that even if you're not a pogemes ksuva, even if she doesn't admit to being paid part of the ksuva, she always has to take a shvua if the husband claims that it was already paid. She would have to take a shvua. So even if she doesn't admit, she denies the whole thing. If the husband is demanding, I assume I paid you the ksuva already, and therefore I want a shvua, then she would have to take one. But that's only because he demanded. The case of our Mishnah, she's pogemes, and the husband doesn't say anything. The Beis Din makes us swear that the mere fact that she's a pogemes ksuvasa, she admits that she was already paid part of it, the Beis Din will require her to swear even if the husband does not demand it. Eid echad mi'ida shehi perua. Let's say a woman comes to collect the ksuva, and one witness is testifying that she received the ksuva already. Lo tipara el b'shvua. She has to take a shvua. Now, midoraisa, one witness doesn't mean anything. But the Chachamim say that no, there's a shvuas eid echad of an aid. One aid testifies to something, so in order to appease the Baal in such a case, it's a midrabanan. You have to take a shvua anyway. We do treat the shvuas like they're doraisas. You have to hold the Sefer Torah, something like that. Whatever halachas would apply to shvua doraisa would apply to shvua derabanan as well. So once again, if one aid is testifies that she was already paid the ksuva, she now has to take a shvua. Minichse yisomim. Let's say the widow now comes to collect the ksuva from the property of the yisomim. The husband passed away, so she's coming to their. These are the heirs. They inherited from their father. Umin echasim mishubadim. Let's say the husband had sold the property, and she. We know that all of all of his property is mishuba to the ksuva, as written in the ksuva. Or v'shelo b'fanav. Or let's say in his absence, she brings her get and her ksuva and ksuva and says, "I want to collect." My husband is far away. And the halakha is that let's say he's close enough that we can send a shaliach to him, and that shaliach, and therefore will return within 30 days. We certainly want to inform him of that. If he doesn't come, she swears and collects the ksuva. If our husband, let's say, didn't divorce her at all, he just went overseas and he's not here, she can't collect the ksuva because the ksuva we assume is not going to be paid unless they're divorced or unless the husband passed away. We don't have that information, so therefore we have to maintain the chazaka and it's not paid. So either way, in the end of these cases, she comes to collect minichse yisomim or nechasim mishubadim or shelo b'fanav in his absence lo tipara el b'shvua. She can only collect with a shvua. A woman comes to the husband for the payment of the ksuva, so he has the right to make her take a shvua if he claims the ksuva was paid already. That's what we said. Now, in these cases, she wants payment from the orphans, from the lekuchos, from the property, and he's not there, so there's no one who's claiming that it's paid. So therefore, the Beis Din is the one that comes and demands since the husband's not claiming it, the Beis Din now can demand this shvua, and with that shvua, then she can collect. Without the shvua, she would not be able to do so.